You are listening to the Grand Resort Hotels and Tourism in the White Mountains, a special issue of Historical New Hampshire, published in 1995 by the New Hampshire Historical Society. Historical New Hampshire, the only statewide history journal, has been a regular publication of the New Hampshire Historical Society since 1944. The Grand Resort Hotels and Tourism in the White Mountains was produced by the New Hampshire Historical Society and served as the proceedings of a symposium held by the Mount Washington Observatory at Bretton Woods, New Hampshire in June 1994. The audio version of the Grand Resort Hotels is narrated by John Walters and produced by Jody Peterson at Cliff House Audio for the New Hampshire Historical Society. Music performed by Colin McCaffrey. The Grand Resort Hotels. Made possible with generous support from the Robert and Dorothy Goldberg Charitable Foundation and from Carolyn and Bryant Tolles. To begin, Bryant F. Tolles, Jr., Chair of the Symposium Planning Committee, Proceedings Editor, and Professor Emeritus, University of Delaware, offers an overview of the 1994 Symposium and introduces the articles that follow.
Introduction. In June 1994, the Mount Washington Hotel in Bretton Woods, New Hampshire, provided the perfect backdrop for a day-and-a-half symposium with optional tours, enabling participants to immerse themselves in the history and culture of the White Mountains Grand Resort Hotels. The symposium concept was an outgrowth of research recently completed for my book, The Grand Resort Hotels of the White Mountains, later published by David R. Godin of Boston. The symposium assumed tangible form through the involvement of Guy Goslin and Peter Crane at the Mount Washington Observatory. In 1993, a planning group began to meet and work together with observatory staff and volunteers to make the symposium and the subsequent proceedings a success. In recognition of the importance of the symposium and related events, Governor Steve Merrill issued an official proclamation declaring the week of June 19, 1994, White Mountain Heritage Tourism Week. In many respects, the lectures, later published as proceedings essays, broke new ground, treating the origins, evolution, and continuing tradition of the White Mountain Grand Resort Hotels within the broader context of the history of regional tourism and its many facets. A pre-selected list of subject areas matched well with the interests and strengths of the historians identified, some from the academic world and others from related professional fields. These speakers had previously conducted research and, in most cases, had published and lectured on their assigned topics. Although the speakers later revised their lecture texts or notes for publication, the essays reproduced the content and captured the essential spirit and intent of the spoken word. Of the 9 essays included in the symposium proceedings, 3 are presented here in this audio edition. The first, my own contribution, provides a general overview of the symposium topic under the title, The Grand Resort Hotels of the White Mountains, Architecture, History, and Personalities. The second, entitled Going North, Transportation and Tourism in the White Mountains, by former Mount Washington Observatory Director Guy Goslin, explores the impact of changing technology on hotel development. The third, The Summer Ritual of Leisure and Recreation, White Mountain Tourism at the Turn of the Century, by New Hampshire historian R. Stuart Wallace, provides a close look at hotel life and activities in the year 1900 from the perspective of both hotel owners and their guests. All 3 presentations focus on an industry that, for more than a century and a half, has had great significance in the economic and social history of New Hampshire and the New England region. Collectively, the authors highlight the transformation that tourism in the White Mountains has undergone, as the ways in which people use their leisure time and personal resources have changed. In modern times, the Grand Resort Hotel concept itself has evolved. In the early to mid-20th century, the White Mountain Grand Hotels experienced decline. Only a half dozen survive today. Fortunately for those people seeking the benefits of bygone resort life, these few establishments have adjusted to the requirements of contemporary hospitality tourism, and their prospects for continued operation look promising. It is likely, therefore, that the Grand Resort Hotel phenomenon will persist long into the future as an integral part of the life and economy of the White Mountains.